We're doing the Rabbeinu Yonah Pirkei Avot. We're up to the first chapter, the fifth Mishnah. Yosef ben Yochanan Ishu Shodayim Omer. I don't have copies for you guys, sorry. Yosef ben Yochanan, the important man of Yerushalayim, said, Yivitcha patuach le'uvacha. Your house should be wide open, says the Rabbeinu Yonah. Yesh olim she'emtzu b'veito v'achav ne'adam atzichin. One understanding is that people should find the opening, they should find what they need in your home. Either the first understanding is they should find the rivacha, they should find the space, the help that they need when they come to your home. Or the other understanding is the home should be like Avraham Avinu alav shalom, shebeito v'derech v'makom docha kadei sheikansu l'sham avrim v'shavim. That a person should have a Chabad house. He should be in a place where when people get stuck, they could go into him when they need. His house should have entrances on every side. Mikol tzad shiavo, from any angle you come, you see the big sign on top, Chabad, come. V'imtzu petach patuach v'ifnu l'sham. They find an open door, they could come into the yard, they can knock on the door. Kmo shamar Yov, dalti l'oreach eftach. As Job said, I opened my door for guests. So that's the first understanding here, the two understandings in the first statement of Yosef ben Yochanan Yishu Shalayim, your house should be wide open. So here we see a source for the Chabad houses, the importance of that chesed that they do. And it's not only for Chabad. Every one of us has to see if we can do that within our own home. The other understanding is that people should find what they need in your home. If there are your neighbors need a saw, a person needs a loan, they should be able to find what they need in your house. We'll continue here, Bezachim.